Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's Pastrnak on his backhand. Trapped with 10 in the corner. 9. Along the near side, they still battle for it. 5. Left of the net to Brusk. Centered right of the cage. Bobrovsky makes a stop. Near side fired. Blocked. And the Blue Jackets able to eke out a 2-1 regulation win in Game 3. And they have taken a 2-1 lead over the Bruins here in the second round series.
Come on. Hi, so. Bruins lose last night. You called that.
Called it. You called it.
I didn't call that. I didn't call that.
No, but you called the other half.
I called that Celtics loss.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm not at all worried about the Celtics, but are you worried about your Bruins?
I think you have to be now.
I am.
I think you have to be.
I'm starting to think they're in trouble.
You know, when you have a sample size, and I know they said, you know, who was it after the game? Was it Dan Heinen that said, you know, we're pretty confident, you know, we're going to eventually start to see some cracks here. And Bobrovsky.
No, it was Brandon Carlo.
Carlo, I'm sorry. Can't keep the name straight. Well, when you're not, you don't have your front line guy scoring. It's just forget about all the other guys. The fact that Marchand and Bergeron have been skunked in 9 out of the last 10 5-on-5 playoff games is amazing. That is too big a sampling now to not be worried about the Bruins. Because it's not a blip on the radar. This is a consistent thing. That somehow they're aware of those two, and we're going to squeeze it down, and we're going to get guys in front of the net, and we're going to sacrifice ourselves and block shots, and our goalie is in a freaking zone. Man. That first goal, too. First goal that went in. Like, damn, Tuukka should have had that. Thought Tuukka should have had that.
Disagree.
You disagree.
Connor Clifton.
He stopped so
what
many
are you
of
doing,
those.
Connor Clifton?
Yeah.
And if you're going to throw your stick out there, you better block the shot if you're going to throw the stick out there. Because what all you're doing at that point is you're shielding your goalie from being able to sort of follow the puck.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing at that point.
Well, at least he's throwing a stick.
If you're not going to get there, if you're not going to get in front of the puck and stop the puck as a defenseman and you're chasing like Connor Clifton was, hate to rip on Connor Clifton. Like, this just speaks to where the team is at.
You know what it reminded me of? An old school reference. Barry Sanders spinning Harry Colin around in that play where he's like jukes right, then he jukes left, and Patriots Harry Colin spins around in a circle. That's what it reminded me of.
I remember being on a bus, and they picked us up at the hotel and were taking us to meet coaches for the first time. And I met, you know, Jerome Brown. I'm not Jerome Brown, but a kid that got drafted from Clemson. And then met this kid by the name of Harry Colin. Your name's not Harry Colin? He goes, yeah, I'm Harry Colin.
Yes, it is. So I'd like for you all to, you know, not you, Scott Zolak.
Yeah.
And anyone else who's on
I
your side
it.
Of
I mean,
that.
I called it.
I would say.
I expected.
Yeah, I would say try to imagine that play without Connor Clifton being there. Just a straight breakaway. Does Tuukka Rask make the save? He does. He makes that save.
Yeah.
If the defenseman's not there, he makes that save.
And I still think he almost made it because I was up early and I saw one of the wrap-up shows. I think it was Nesson.
The only reason he didn't make the save is because his defenseman was in the way.
Tuukka said on one of the wrap-up shows that, yeah, I had it in my blade. When I went to kick the leg out, my blade and the skate got caught in a groove. If he could have just kept extended, he would have had it.
Okay, what would you like him to say? Yeah, I would have saved it, but, you know, no, Connor Clifton's not that great, and he's a kid, and he's, you know, a 24-year-old call-up. What do you want him to say? He's covering for a teammate. I respect that. He's not going to jump on the kid. He's just going to say, I should have done a better job. Yeah, my God, skate got caught. Whatever you want to say.
It sucked.
You could tell it was sort of a delayed reaction to it. Like, he could not see where the puck was. He couldn't follow the puck there. So I don't put that on him. And that's not my biggest concern. And that shouldn't be anyone's biggest concern, that the Bruins last night gave up the goals that they gave up. It's the fact that they're not producing offensively. That is the concern about the Bruins. And what you said right off the top, so the guys on the top for the Bruins are not producing still. And if that is continuing, and if it is going to continue as it now is, well, you know how that ends.
Yeah.
You end up going home.
How it ends.
You end up going home a loser.
The road to the Stanley Cup has been made easier for you. You have home ice throughout. It's just not an easy path, but a much more doable path than what you first thought. Remember going into the playoffs talking about who would you pick against them? Well, Tampa and the Capitals. That's all we kept saying. Well, they're gone. And your first line can't produce. And if you get popped, it's all going to be on their ass. It is. It's going to be on their inability to score. Saying, I have no problem with the way Tuukka's playing right now. This is not on Tuukka. And I thought going in, boy, the biggest worry could be if Tuukka has issues. What do you do? When do you go to Halak? I don't even mention Halak's name. Pastrnak, man, what is it? It's got to be a leg, the way he's not moving.
The Bruins gave up 2 goals in their win in game one. They gave up 3 goals in a double overtime game, loss game two, and they gave up 2 goals in a loss last night. The goals they've given up are not the issue, and Tuukka Rask has played well. That is not the issue at all. Not even a part of the conversation.
You're getting out hit, you're getting out shot. They're out doing everything to you.
You're not scoring goals. And your top players aren't scoring goals. And I think Bruce Cassidy last night after the game is a little bit afraid to admit what happens when your top players don't score goals. Here he is last night answering these very questions.
You started Pastrnak on the third line, moved him to the top line. What did you think of what he was able to give you tonight?
Well, he's trying to get inside. He's trying to score goals, play his game, still be a good 200-foot player in other areas. You know, you've been with us all. You know, Pasta's going to play with Berge at some point in the game. It's inevitable, generally speaking, unless everything's going perfect. So it's something we decided at the third. We'd have a little more of a push. We figured maybe they'll sit back a little bit, give them a little more ice. Becomes, you know, then a speed game through the neutral zone. And, you know, we were able to generate some stuff. And I thought, you know, they just got to stay with it. I know they haven't scored, and we're going to need them to score. But we found other ways to win other games without them hitting the score sheet, and that's what we're going to have to do until they do.
I guess sort of the follow-up to that is that sustainable, you know, until they
score? Is it sustainable? I don't know. I mean, I can't predict the future. I'd like to think they're going to have to score.
Yeah, no, listen. If they don't score, the series is over. You will go home a loser. The playoffs are over. The year is over.
It's line shakeups are all he can do, really. It's not like any more scheme.
Should know this, right? There's no lineup changes to be made to fix that. There's no switching of the lines. This is it. You guys either produce or you don't.
Our top guys need to bone up. We need to stand
just
up.
Say it.
Stick our chests out. We
just
need to exert ourselves. Yeah. We're getting no production from our best guys. Our best players are not producing. That's your front top 2 lines.
You know, he's been so quick to get on players and sort of poke them. He's done that with his goaltender how many times this year? Why won't he do that with the Marchands and Bergerons on this roster? Isn't this the time?
Should be, especially after Marchand's little hit in the back of the head. Yeah. Should be asked about that. Should Brad worry more about putting the puck in the net or the little stepping on sticks and hitting guys in the back of the head? I mean, but that's the type of player he is, right? That's the calls we'll get today. You'll never get that out of him. He hasn't learned his lesson. Yeah.
You know, Pasha, he's trying to score goals.
He's great. And those other 200 feet of ice. Those other 200 feet of ice, he's doing the right thing. You know,
try again. What, yay.
200 feet?
As long as you try, we can all go home happy.
He was half speed in the third period.
Something's wrong
with
him.
Oh my God.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the wrist or the hand or the thumb or any of those things.
Saturday night, I only saw him separate one time down the right side.
Something
where he
is
got
up.
Out in front
to use a hockey term, it's a lower body.
A lower body injury, not an upper body. Something lower body is wrong there.
If he's that ineffective and continues to be that ineffective, At what point do you just consider benching him?
Oh, you're going to be that guy now.
What, look behind you. Look behind you.
Didn't we just talk about this yesterday?
No, because Tom and I were talking about it before the show. We said, who's the first person that's going to mention possibly resting or resting with benches?
Didn't we say this yesterday? Like, Backus in. Let's get somebody in.
And who are you going to put in that's going to put up a better that's going to have a better chance of putting the puck in the net than him?
I don't know. Maybe
who do you have?
Connor Coyle, Marcus Johansson, any of these guys who have given you goals so far in the postseason when your top goal scorers
playing.
When your top goal scorers have not. The next guy up who you would not think would be contributing to the offense of this team. The name alone.
I'll tell you who I think is going to make a return, though.
The name alone is not enough to make me want to keep him in there. Beetle, if it's truly something lower body and the team knows about it and they go back and look and they get an honest assessment of him and from him and say, can you play? Does he look like he can play right now?
Not late in that game.
Late in the game, he looked like he couldn't play. So I'm not saying it's a healthy scratch. I'm saying, okay, we got to shut you down because you can't do it.
Does David Backus make it in for game four?
What? Sure.
At this point, why the hell not?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, that's the first name.
Against a physical team like Columbus, yes.
Yeah, first name it came to mind, Backus.
What is it and exactly going to do?
Going doesn't forward, matter. Is that a recipe for success to have David Pastrnak unable to play because he's either injured or, you know, heaven forbid, a healthy scratch? No, I don't think they make him a healthy scratch. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about realizing what's happening here, and all these guys play through stuff, and then we talk about what warriors they are after the fact.
Yeah, but
what we don't really talk about is, well, should he have been playing? Even you know, him at 75%, is there another guy who that might just kind of flat out suck when you really think of it? But isn't 100% of the guy who sucks going to be better than
you think so?
75% Pastrnak against Bobrovsky?
But at least Backus, I mean, this is not the same conversation. It's not about Pastrnak for Backus. Backus is going to serve a purpose in this series in that the Bruins haven't had a guy in front of the net, I think, the entire time. Has anyone played in front of the net in this entire series?
No, and every
anybody,
time
at any point in time.
How many deflections are you going to allow to be popped in? How many rebounds?
See, that's, and so that's a good
There's
point,
no
too, because
physical presence in front of the net for this team.
There were big stretches where there wasn't a presence in front of the net for Columbus either. What was happening, though, is they were getting those shots and they were able to keep the puck in the Bruins zone. But there wasn't necessarily someone there to bury the rebound.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of wayward rebounds and a lot of, you know, initial shots going off in another direction.
All right.
But believe me, the most frustrating thing was watching the Bruins unable to clear the puck out of their own zone in that penalty kill last night. I've never seen anything like that.
All right.
People should be pissed off today.
Plenty to get to on the Bruins. Celtics last night as well. I think you should be less pissed about the Celtics. Scheduled loss for the Celtics last night. So no big deal.
Beetle called it.
No big deal on that front. We'll get to them too. Don't worry. Plenty of Bruins, plenty of Celtics today. Brad Stevens himself will join us coming up at 12:20. Your call's coming up 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Drew to the net, tipped right on. Bobrovsky's down, puck is underneath him, and the whistle goes, and that was very similar to the play at the end of the second period where that could have snuck by Bobrovsky, but didn't.
2-1. Oh, there's a shot in the back,
shot
of,
to the back
head.
Of the head. Exactly. And, you know, it's just something that doesn't make any sense, especially with the league nowadays. Anything to the head, why even give yourself a chance to get suspended?
That's the call last night from Sportsnet in Canada. Brad Marchand hasn't shown up on the score sheet, but instead he has decided to go back to being annoying. And last night he decided to punch Scott Harrington in the back of the head when Harrington was on his knees next to the net after the whistle had been blown. That's what Brad Marchand did, which is, it's not horrible. It's just sort of annoying. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? And my immediate reaction was, wow, this nonsense with him is so much more tolerable.
That's frustrating.
Scoring.
Yeah.
Like, when you're scoring goals, yeah, whatever, that's just Brad Marchand being annoying Brad Marchand. But when you're not scoring and you're spending energy and, like, focus and time on this crap, it just gets annoying. That's all it is. You know, of course, though, there's the crowd that is melting down, you know, wanting the suspensions and the league to get involved and, you know, kick him out of the NHL.
Now, this is a cadre.
All that sort of stuff. Everyone clutching their pearls. Yeah. Very upset. Very, very upset with Brad Marchand. He's done far worse than this. Give me a break. But what are you doing? Will you go back to scoring goals? Will you go back to being that high-end player that you're supposed to be? Can you please do that instead? Instead, he's wasting his time doing this crap. Yeah, just punching a guy in the back of the head just because you feel like it. Yeah, it's just cheap. Just cheap. That's all it is. Stupid, cheap little play. It's more fun when you're doing that when you're actually, I don't know, facing the guy face-to-face or when you're actually doing your job, which is scoring.
I don't know, but like the intention of what Kadri did to DeBrusque, where you tee a guy up, you skate over, and then you extend both hands at a stick. That intention. He skates around, comes right back up, flexes his fist, just gives him a shot right in the back of the head. It's different, but it's as bad. Say you mess that guy up. And say it's a hit to the head where the guy's not expecting it and he gets concussed.
I just think any
you know what I'm saying?
Anytime you're hitting someone in the back of the head and they're not, they don't expect it, you're not engaged, it's a coward move. It's cheap.
It's not even
I'm not going to pretend it was more than it was because it's not like he hit him that hard. It's not like.
It's not a friendly hockey poke. That's what I'm saying.
It's just cheap. It's dirty, you know, like, is what it is. What are you doing?
When Chara was getting that little skirmish at the end and they were bitching up.
It's classless, is what it is. He's a classless player to begin with.
At least he's looking at it.
That's well established, okay? We don't have to even go down that road. Okay, he's a classless player. We've been over that many, many times. Love him on your team, you hate him on the other team. But.
If he does that in the context of a chippy game or a battle back and forth, then you give it some wiggle room.
But when you're just losing and you're losing and you're not doing your job, you're not putting the puck in the net, now you just look like a loser you do it.
Yeah, you're just
it's fun when you're in a chippy back and forth battle and you're battling with the Vancouver Canucks and you're playfully hitting the Sedins in the face, right in the chin. You know what I mean? That's like fun.
Those
look like a loser.
No,
Bruins just like a bunch of sore losers. Oh, there's sore loser Brad Marchand. He can't find the net, so he's going to spend his time punching guys in the back of the head. What a bunch of losers the Bruins are, huh? That's what it looks like. That's how the rest of the hockey world looks at them.
I look at it as, you know what? We got your number.
Hate that.
Back in
it
our
looks
building,
like you're mentally
we took
defeated.
A game on Saturday. Now we got this one. We're up 2-1, and we got your number.
I agree
we
with you,
shut your first two lines down, and now we got guys like him going back and reverting to what he is with the pesky stuff. That's not face-to-face. You watch it again in slow motion, it looks bad in slow motion because he skates all the way around his player who's engaged with the guy on his left, and he puts his fist up, and he punches a guy in the back of the head. That looks bad. It's not a friendly hockey. I mean, you get the friendly hockey shoves and punch. You get Char, a couple games ago where he gets a guy to jaw and just barely grazes him, and they wanted him arrested up there in Toronto. This looks worse.
No, you're right. So mentally, they've now got the real estate in his brain.
Real estate.
Oh, look at you. Mentally, you've already lost. We've got you.
Get your heads out of your asses. Let's go.
Good luck getting out of that slump, Marchand. We've already got you mentally all kinds of messed up.
And if you're doing that to a team that's just, you know, on paper, on the ice, and always better than you.
Is that a dicky team?
You kind of
is this a cheap team?
Is this a cheap team?
Wait, hold on. Is Columbus a team that will shy away from the hits or the fights or any of that physicality?
No.
They're a team that will take it and they'll do it.
But
they'll engage.
Are they intimidated?
That's what makes it worse.
You sure they're not intimidated now? Because I'd be really scared going into the next game because he's skating around punching people in the back of the head.
And it's also a team that's not better than you. Not on paper, not from the outset of this series, not during the regular season. You shouldn't have to resort to stuff like this. You're not a better team, or you're not going to get inside their head and somehow gain an advantage by doing stuff like that. If you're going up against, you know, take it back to the Penguins 5-6 years
there,
ago.
Right, if there's history there.
It's like, look, yeah, just talent-wise, this team's better than us. We're going to go out there and we're going to mess with them. And if we say, especially if we're down, we're going to start getting in their head and making them think that, oh, God, these guys aren't any fun to play with. The Blue Jackets are, you know, despite the fact that they swept the Lightning out, I still looked at them, and a lot of people did, as being the underdogs in this series. What, are you going to go pick on the underdog now? It's a bad look. It doesn't make sense. You're not going to intimidate them. If they weren't intimidated by the Lightning, you think they're going to be intimidated by you and what you've shown them so far? It's not working. You just need to play better. You need to clear the puck out of your zone. You need to go in there and get some of those rebounds like you were talking about. So when you put a shot on net, have somebody there to follow up.
Tuukka talked about it postgame. He's like, we're battling. Yeah, we're packed in, and like, we survive. It'd be nice. They're trying to clear the puck. He's even saying, let's just clear the puck one freaking time. I save it, rebound, I'm sprawled, clear it. I don't want to get hit again and get pelted with it. Saying it nicely. Yeah, we're back there. They're battling out there in front of me. I give them credit. Like, we'd love to clear it. We'd love to. No kidding. You can't clear it. They can.
Right.
You're the goalie.
And when do you get more tired? When you're on the penalty kill and you're down there, and it's, you know, that during that one penalty kill, there wasn't a change.
You're frantic.
Among the nine skaters out there on the ice, there wasn't a change, I don't think, for that entire 2 minutes. Who gets more tired? The guys who are on the doorstep of scoring, or the four guys back there trying to stop them from scoring? It's a lopsided affair to begin with, but on that penalty kill, you're exhausted. They can barely move. If you're out there and you're one of the five on the power play, like, this is fun. I get rejuvenated every time we keep the puck inside the blue line. Let's do it again.
I'm getting angrier now instead of, okay, to get beat.
Yeah, because the Bruins have lost their focus in this series.
I expected it last night.
Brad Marchand's lost his way in this playoffs because he's not scoring.
You're lucky to get skunked.
That's why.
Is that a great goal by Nebraska, or did that thing just kind of weasel its way in?
Not a great
Rolling
goal.
In.
A goal nonetheless.
It's in there, right there. It's
but
in.
Not a great goal. So here's what the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets had to say last night after the game. That, of course, would be John Tortorella. He spoke about it. He was asked about the punching in the back of the head of Harrington by Marchand. Here it is.
John, did you see the punch to the back of the head that Brad Marchand put to Scott Harrington?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on it?
I'm not giving you my thoughts. I don't need to give any thoughts on that. You guys can come up with something there.
Love that. I'm staying out of this. What I have to tell you is a jackass. Everyone else can see it. I don't need to tell you that. You do write it up yourself.
Stupid.
That is what the head coach had to say. I don't think there's going to be any real discipline. Maybe he gets fined. I don't think he's in danger of being suspended. Do you?
He should be fined. But wouldn't it be something if he got a game?
Oh, that would
and
suck.
And you find your ass down 3-1.
And who would he have to blame for that? That would be extreme. Right. That would be excessive.
But is there history?
But is there? Would he have anybody to blame but himself?
Nope.
No, he wouldn't.
Couldn't be pissed at the league
because
on this one.
He's got too long of a track record.
They're not going to suspend him.
I don't think so either. I don't think that's going to happen.
Wouldn't it be something?
617-779-0985. I promise your calls on the Bruins next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now it's out to Riley Nash, finds Boone Jenner, cuts to the slot, he shoots! Blue Jackets lead 1-0.
One of those things that make you go boom.
It's one of those things that makes a go. Boom! And the Blue Jackets lead 1-0.
Boone Jenner with the goal. Columbus Radio with the call. 617-779-0985. Scott, Scott Zolak, go ahead. I was going to go to Scott and Quincy.
Yeah, to the play-by-play call. It's one of those things, and I get it with this guy now. He'll be driving around, say, on a Wednesday, and he'll put it on, he'll have Usher front to back. Got something, make your booty go whack. You know, drop it front. Yeah, and he says, I'm going to inject that into my call this week. So it's sound to make you go boom. Jim, what song does that?
That's Things Make
boom,
You
boom,
Go.
Boom, 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 boom.
Right?
No, it'll be like, Things Make You Go.
What's that? CC Music Factory?
CC Music Factory.
Yeah,
Music
so Jim, I've got it queued up.
Things Will Make You Go Sweat.
All right, so you've got it there. Now, you want to do the boom part or you want to play the music?
Jim does a boom. Let Jim do the boom.
No. They collab.
I don't know where they were.
Go ahead.
All right. It's a work in progress. We're on the fly here.
It's okay. But I know this guy's style now. He really doesn't have any. He rides around his car, probably drives his kids to hockey games. Says, I heard that song. Ooh, there's a Panera. There's a Panera ad. Hey, Breadman. Let me put that in the oven.
He did not come up with bread, man.
How about I loaf that one?
All right, Jim, you got the boom part. You ready?
Things that make you go,
You missed it. Get ready.
Can't wait for it. No, I would not have done
like I'm robbing a bank in Vegas.
I'm with Jim on that.
This is like an Ocean's 11.
We may have to wait a while.
We're just listen to songs.
Oh, it's
going to
be
bad.
I'm gonna skip ahead about a minute.
I didn't know there was all these lyrics.
Here we go.
Things that makes you go boom.
Now
you only miss it by 3 seconds.
Boom.
Miss it again.
Worse than the Bruins last night.
All right, Scott is in Quincy. Scott, go ahead. Please.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
So you guys touched pretty much on my point there. I think Backus absolutely needs to be in the lineup. I mean, he's a veteran physical presence. There's nobody. The Bruins look intimidated, honestly. It's sad. Krug last night looked like the most physical player out there. I thought he was the best guy on the ice. I think if you can slide Backus in the second line there with Krejci and DeBrusk, the right-hand shot playing the left wing, I think he needs to be in. This is his type of series. I get it with the Leafs. He's too slow, but he needs to be in there. I mean, he's an assistant captain when he's on the ice. And then the player's being hurt. I think Pastrnak, when he tried to hit Muzzin back in the Toronto series, I think he got shooken up from that. Definitely something wrong with Bergeron. Krejci took the hit from Nash. He hasn't been the same. Kadri on DeBrusk, he looks like he's been shaken up. He's been getting back to it, though. But Backus needs to be in. Nordstrom needs to go somewhere else and do it. But appreciate the call, guys. Thanks.
Okay, Scott. I don't think anything's wrong with Bergeron. Do we think something is wrong with him?
I don't. No. No, he looks like the same guy. I don't see him. I don't see him having a tough time getting up off the ice when he gets knocked down. I don't see him having a tough time keeping up with people or getting beat to the puck. I don't see that. He's not putting a damn puck in his head.
I don't think he's had a very good series.
He hasn't.
I don't think he's physically, hurt.
I'm more comfortable. I don't know. I didn't play hockey. Of course, we find this out at the end of the year. But I am more comfortable to say that it seems to me like something is hurting Pastrnak and not Bergeron.
A report.
Does Marchand look hurt?
There is a report from Aaron Portsline of The Athletic. He covers the Blue Jackets for The Athletic. The NHL has reviewed Brad Marchand's incident that happened on Tuesday. The expectation is that no supplemental discipline is coming from the league. That according to Aaron Portsline of The Athletic, that the league will not be taking any disciplinary measures against Brad Marchand for last night.
Good.
So that's good.
Good.
That's what I expected to happen. Jarrett is in West Roxbury. Jarrett.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
I went to game two, right? And
I had two.
I'll tell you what, right? Listen, Pastrnak in the Toronto series, they were running two guys at him, right? And he was on the ice the whole time. Every time he was getting crunched, right? And then the same thing's happening with Marshawn. So it's like that line, it's just Bergeron. Marshawn's on the ground and Pastrnak's on the ground all the time. Plus, they're sucking the will right out of him. There's no intensity, right? But then with the 3 minutes left in the game, right, all of a sudden they're playing and shooting. They never shoot the puck. They're hardly ever shooting the puck on net, right? The defense is terrible. They can't keep the puck in the zone. They're not pitching in. They're not laying any hits at all. They're shying away from it. I think that they got to bring Corrali up onto the first line because he can handle the puck he can stand up when he's strong enough to get in front of the goal. I remember when, you know, Cam Neely in them days where you had to have some, you didn't let nobody sit in front of your net. They're camping out right in front of Rask, and the defense is not even trying to get him out of there. I mean, it's like, and then Rask, he's letting in, like, he'll make a couple good saves. There's other goalies standing on his head over here. You know what I mean? But when you shoot at him, he gives rebounds, and there's just nobody there to clean it up. Like, Pastrnak is something wrong. His stick handling's bad. He's losing the puck. It's just getting manhandled.
Okay, lot there, Jarrett. I think that what you're saying, though, about being out in front for a rebound, there's nobody there. There's nobody there for the Bruins. There has been no presence in front of the net this series.
Yep.
Hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. Backus could help with that. That is true.
Chris Selwyn, he doesn't have 6 miles per hour on his fastball. Does he look different? Is he a different guy? Is he as effective?
Of course.
No, he's a different pitcher. Well, Gronkowski's basically on one leg, and you know it. Is he the same? No. Edelman, when he hurt his foot and he came back in that Denver game and he was limping around out there, is he helping you or hurting you? And sometimes you need to sit the stars down thinking, okay, I understand. Maybe he's going to draw attention. Maybe defensive pairings would be different with Pastrnak out there. Maybe less worried if there's another guy out there. But at some point, the more healthier player should be able to help the team than the guy that's hurting the team right now. Right now, I think David Pastrnak is hurting the team. Until there's going to be that one time on a power play that his shot is that much better than anybody else's. And that's what messes with your head as a coach because of the skill set of the player.
I couldn't tell.
He's your best offensive player.
I couldn't tell if that caller had a problem with Rask or not. Another game. No, do you have a problem?
No, he didn't have a problem with
Rask. Well, he said he's given up all these rebounds. He's given up all their. What do you want him to do?
No, it's he was talking about Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
He was saying Bobrovsky's been great.
He said he's been
standing
on his head.
Given up rebounds. Yeah. He's given up rebounds, and the Bruins haven't been able to take advantage.
Right.
At any point.
Right.
Even though he's played great, there have been some rebounds there.
What should
the Bruins have been able to do zilch with it?
They're getting stuck in the neutral zone. They're not doing something to get guys down there. It's like, you know, we beg for them to put shots on net. Be careful what you wish for, because shots on net last night just resulted in a block and then the puck squirting out to a blue jacket.
Well, you got to ask yourself this. Where are those shots being taken from? That's part of it, too. Where on the ice are the shots being taken from?
Right. First guy into the zone immediately shooting the puck, and there's no one there to do anything about it afterward.
Yeah.
And there were a few. There were definitely a few of those.
How many were real quality chances that the Bruins created?
Scoring chances?
Yeah, like real quality chances, just based on what you watched.
They had a few. I mean, you can only ring the post so many times or hit the top bar so many times before you realize, okay, puck luck does enter into it a little bit.
Like our caller. Yeah, it comes down to puck luck.
Oh, my God.
On a couple of them, it does. But for the most part, they are getting outworked and outplayed, especially in their own end.
How about the puck that went behind Rask? He had no clue. Went whoosh, right between both posts, right behind
him. The Celtics won game one of their series with the Bucks by 22 points. Last night, they lose by 21 points. No. We'll get to that game coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bucks will take the shot clock violation. Celtics will have to inbound one more time. The Bucks tonight answer the bell and do what they've done all year, but the Celtics come to Milwaukee and do what they needed to do, which is to get the split. Back-to-back blowouts, and it's the Bucks tonight who answer big. The final score in Game 2, Milwaukee 123, Boston 102. The best of seven Eastern Conference semifinal is now a best of five, and earplug night at the Garden on Friday.
Scheduled loss for the Celtics last night. So predictable. You know that was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen.
Knew it.
I did not predict that. I was calling for the sweep.
Come on. See, haven't you watched the NBA?
If you know,
listen to our show,
how this works.
I know.
Don't you
brand
know
new.
How this works?
I haven't
works.
Looked at it until this year.
If you listen to our show, you had it nailed last night.
Know
I told you it was a
works.
Schedule loss for the Bruins. He said schedule loss for the Celtics. So you were completely informed and ready to go.
How did the Bucks shoot last night? Did they shoot better than they did in game one?
I'm waiting for the guy that called yesterday. I forget his name. And he said, you guys are all wrong on this. Here's what's going to happen in this game. That Middleton guy, he's going to hit every freaking three he takes a shot at. He'll be calling soon.
Told you.
Yeah, Middleton.
Who?
How'd Kyrie look? Sort of like Giannis did in game
we'll
one?
We'll get to him.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we joked the other day about Giannis, right? Like,
Chris Middleton last night was 7 of 10 from 3. He had 28 points. Giannis had 29 points, 7 of 16 shooting. He was much better at the free throw line last night, 13 of 18 from the free throw line. And the Bucks win 123-102. And I think no big deal. My mind has not been changed about this series one bit.
I agree with that.
Was Paul Pierce anywhere on TV last night? Is there anybody checking in on Paul Pierce?
I think we
to
put
see
the,
if he's
we,
overreacting.
No, it was a TNT night last night.
I know it was. I'm joking.
Yeah, they got to run.
Was he anywhere?
I think he's on tonight.
Was he on ESPN at all? Like post game, do they bring him into SportsCenter for any of that?
Celtics got to run three straight off for him to be sticking his chest out. Now.
No, I want to know what
we
he has to say.
Five or under.
Okay, for those of you who say, Hardy, that it was over after game one, and believe it will be completed in five or less. Are you still feeling that way? Do you still feel that the series will be over, is over, and will be completed in five games or less?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. All right.
I feel I'll stick with it. What's the Felger and Maz policy on take recalculation? You can do it at any time.
Oh, yeah, you're always allowed to change your opinion.
You can rebuy.
Always.
You can rebuy anytime during
Absolutely.
The night.
Absolutely.
I'm not ready to rebuy yet.
Okay.
I think they can win three in a row. I don't feel great about it, though.
So after seeing last night's game, you don't think the Bucks are going to win another game somewhere along the way?
The 28-2 run bothers me.
and you know, it doesn't
a
even
team
have to,
capable of putting up a 28-2 run against you.
Maybe bother is too strong. Bother maybe doesn't have to be the word.
How many timeouts
just say,
are called during
oh, they're
run?
Capable of things like 28-2 runs against the Celtics.
How many right. timeouts
oh.
called?
Right. Oh, and don't forget, even though they did not win game one, they did have that 15-0 run in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Which they went on a good little run there
they
to
went
tie
on a,
up the game, I and think, then there was a flurry of scoring right before halftime.
33 points in the second quarter. They kind of like found themselves there
they did.
On a night where they were not scoring anywhere near at that pace.
For a bit. I have a question for the Tony Mazzes of the world. Mm. Is this adversity for the Celtics?
Not yet.
Is what they are facing right now after losing to the Bucks the way they did last night? I mean, they were close and they were in it at times, but for the most part, I mean, the second half they the Bucks blew doors in the third quarter.
Yeah, third quarter
has been very important in the series, right? The third quarter they lost the third quarter and therefore they lost the game, much like the way game one went. So is this adversity? 1-1 is getting beat by 20 plus points adversity?
No, one more.
Okay.
You're still at home court.
The Bruins,
I'm just asking. I don't
Bruins
know the answer.
Are facing adversity right now. Celtics are not yet.
Okay, so you go down in the series, it's adversity.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
you lose home court. Yeah,
when you're the favorite, you lose home court or home ice, and you're the one down in the series. Yeah, that's adversity. By the way, hell of a logo the Milwaukee Bucks have. I'm digging it.
Big fan of their current logo.
I would like if I opened up like Zoe's Bar Lodge or Zoe's Eaton Lodge.
Eaton Lodge.
Eaton Lodge. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd have that out front hanging right over the big wood beams. You hang your coat on the antlers.
Reminds me of Jägermeister.
That does?
Look at the Jäger. It's like a direct ripoff. People have accused them of ripping off the Jäger logo. They've already been accused of that. It's very similar.
Doesn't really look like a deer. Looks like it's got like a lion nose, doesn't it? Like a cat nose?
Lion deer nose?
Well, I like the big M that the shoulders and neck.
I see what they did. That's why.
It's an M there. Do you see that?
Yep,
so?
Right underneath.
Yeah.
You really got to look.
Smart.
Yeah.
Two good logo opponents.
Yeah, good logo. Let me book another scheduled something for you. Friday night.
Scheduled win.
Oh, my God.
Friday night
at
the Garden.
Night, right? What's today?
Friday night at the Garden. Yes. Yeah. Today's Thursday. Today's Wednesday.
Bruins Thursday, Celtics Friday, Bruins Saturday.
Bruins tomorrow Friday? Night. Celtics Friday night.
Scheduled win like you read about.
Yep. Grandy even said it.
Watch out Friday.
Earplug night.
Big showing from the Celtics Friday night.
That's a hard take right there.
Big show.
And earplug night at the Garden.
I'm telling you,
on Friday.
The NBA is so... It's predictable in a lot of ways.
It really is.
Earplug night. You betcha. You betcha.
I really thought they were going to... Maybe just give up a game. Get caught, you know... Get caught looking late in the series. I honestly thought they were on their way to either a four, maybe just a hiccup game five. It might take five. They might get edged out in a game. I did not think they were going to get blew out last night.
Blew out.
They took 50 three-pointers last night. They took 50 threes.
But that was my point yesterday.
Celtics were outscored 60-30 on three-pointers.
What the hell is Budenholzer going to do other than continue to tell them take more threes? Like, that was their offense. That was their adjustment. Launch more threes.
Yeah, Brooke Lopez was still taking the same
bad shots
he took.
50!
They were 20 of 50, right?
Dude, they took 50 threes.
47. They were 20 of 47.
Yeah, 47.
And somehow Brooke Lopez was a minus 12 in that game.
Hey, Buddha,
shot 3 for 12.
But they shot 40, nearly 44% as a team overall. 43.8% they shot, which is much closer to what they were in the regular season. They were close to a 47% shooting team in the regular season. They shot like 33% in game one. And I'm like, that's not going to hold up. That's not who they are. They're a better shooting team than this.
Yeah, they're also not going to shoot 43% from three.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen either.
Yeah, Antetokounmpo is not going to hit back-to-back three-pointers like he did last night, with regularity, because he's a 25% three-point shooter. And
they're also not going to take 47 threes. I doubt that happens again.
Oh, no, I think they will. I think they're just going to keep shooting them.
It's easier.
You know what, though?
What's easier?
You know what they say?
Connaughton even hit one last night.
I know. I can't stand him.
I didn't know he's from Arlington. He's from Arlington.
Is he really?
That's what they said on the broadcast last night.
Beto, what do you think overall of the everyone shoot a three NBA in 2019?
Everyone has to shoot threes in the NBA in 2019.
As a consumer, what do you think of this game?
I laugh every time I see Baines attempt a three. I laugh. I don't care how good he is at it. If he's accurate, I sit there and I giggle.
You know,
because
what the
it is the weirdest looking thing.
You can live by the three.
Yeah.
You can die by the three.
Yeah.
You keep taking 47 threes a game with that team, you're probably going to die.
Yeah. Call a shooter tutor.
I wouldn't keep doing it. I wouldn't just make that a part of my plan drop 50 threes a game.
I know there's more to it, but there are nights, there are games where you look at it and say, they're just shooting threes. It's like a half-court game in between the three-point arcs. It's just,
It's almost to the point where they need to back it up. Like, eliminate the side three and extend. You got to go deep, deep three. You know what I'm saying? The arc.
I still love the side three, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the baseline three-pointer. That's the one I don't mind. I love seeing that one. That's fun.
They need to put one of those little, you know, like that old game double dribble? Where you can get in the corner and fade to the corner and then let it go over the backboard. Yeah. They need to put like those little trampoline things in the corner to where you can jump on it, fade into the crowd.
What was that? Slam ball?
Double dribble was called.
No.
Slam ball.
The actual sport that they tried for a while with the trampolines in the court.
Until someone snapped a leg. My favorite one's with the monkeys running and they get the gorilla to go off the trampoline. He does the flip and dunks it. Oh, Celtics used to do that stuff. Remember Celtics used to have all those high-flying acts, and Lucky demanded more money, and he was going moving on to bigger and better things.
I think
he
got a new Lucky.
Do they?
The new Lucky is very good, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he'll flip around.
No, the old one.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.